You're listening to Minds of Forestry by Tyler Dennis. Welcome back, everybody. Hope everyone had a fantastic week. It's that time of the day, or your week. We're going to be talking about roads today. So the title of this segment is Learning About Roads. Let's just start off with how I started laying out roads. I mean, it's simple. I mean, I started out traversing and watching everyone else around me lay out roads. And you just kind of learn on the fly. You watch what they're doing. You watch your percentages. And we'll go more into depth about like the specs and the terminology of roads in a second. But ideally, what you're mainly looking for is you're looking for a proper percentage so that way the road isn't too steep going out or into the block. And now when you're laying out the boundaries, it is a good practice to kind of keep in mind where these roads may go. So with operational constraints and or just flat area. And then you have to take in consideration your skidding distances for skidding logs to the road. So, again, I just started out by traversing roads behind more experienced crew members. So I did that for probably a good, maybe a year and a half. And I just got to the point where I was acknowledging like where what needed to be, in order to keep a steady and fast pace with the road layout. So that because it's not time pressed, but it can be time consuming depending on the block and the terrain in the area. Because as we know in forestry, that not everything is flat and there are hills. And now that is where the fun begins. Some of the specs on road layout are in my area for the main client that we work with, their specs are no more than 12% favorable, which means loaded truck coming out of the block. And then adverse is no more than 9% coming out of the block, which means the loaded truck coming out of the block uphill. And ideally, you don't want to push those percentages for too many meters. So, I mean, the max is 15% for 30 meters in my area. But I don't think that's ideally like feasible, because you can go over 15 as long as you have a flat, like 100 meter flat at the bottom, so there's a good run to the hill. And again, if it's 15% going downhill out of the block, so favorable, then you might want to cut that down on just a hair, because the empty trucks might not be able to get up that hill if it starts to rain or if it's a winter block. So those are some of the specs. It's like it comes right around to you have to think of a logging truck. Average logging truck is around 30 meters long. So when you're doing the corners, when you're doing junctions, you have to take in consideration the length of that logging truck. So you want to make sure you're being straight, so following compass bearing, and just making sure that you're going at a proper percentage. And when it comes time to do your turns, you don't want to make them too sharp. Like you don't want to have a 90 degree corner on this steep hill. So it really comes down to knowing your stuff. And that's why I did traversing for so long, is because I was learning the basics of road layout by examining the notes on that I was writing on the paper. Some of the reality specs of road layout, again, You can push your percentages. I don't push anything more than 15% favorable, because it gets too steep. And I won't go more than 15, I think by 20 meters, just so that way the logging truck has a bit of time to stop when they get to the junction via when they hit the mainline road. And when it comes time to discuss like spur roads and whatnot, like it takes a lots of planning to understand and know where these roads are going to go. That's why people like myself who are laying out the boundary are, in another episode, we're going to talk about timber reconnaissance. So these are things that we have to take in consideration when we're looking at the blocks. Road layout is difficult, but it can also be easy. You can lay out some of the most straightest roads, and then you can go to the next block, and it could be the most windiest road in the world. Your average corner in your road is going to probably be a 10 by 10. So, elaboration on that. 10 by 10 means 10 degrees for 10 meters. And that's essentially what you kind of want to keep it as. So you can do 10% or 10 degrees for 20 meters, but your minimum is 10 meters on that 10 degree change. Same with 15 by 15 or 20 by 20. Like these are things that you have to think about if you're going to be changing your bearing on your compass to fit a corner. You have to really envision what the road and what the corner is going to look like, because if you're not paying attention and you're not taking the logging truck consideration, you can end up with a road that's going to be way too steep or sorry, way too sharp, and it's just not going to benefit the logging company or the logging in general, so you might have to go back and fix it. So the whole point of road layout is essentially, it's right in the title, road layout. You're creating a temporary road within the cut block, or sorry, within the block, which is identified as a spur road. So when the logging is done within the area, they will most likely deactivate the road, take out all the culverts, and make it unusable for day-to-day traffic. You still may be able to get around in these areas with a side-by-side or an ATV, or in the wintertime with sleds. But I mean, that's the whole point of the deactivation, is to stop day-to-day traffic from coming in to the blocks that have been harvested. And I mean, there's some times where road layout can be very tricky. And that is mostly because you get these hills, unexpected hills that weren't noted in the report, or you just see something, or there's an expansion, and it comes into play where you have to consider maybe doing a switchback because the hill is so steep, or diverting the road to completely to go around the hill. And then you can do multiple spur roads within the block as long as it doesn't overdo the costs. So the clients that I work for, they prefer to have one main spur road within their block because it cuts costs, and it also just means that they can deck right on that road and they don't have to pull everything else. I mean, again, it gets tough when it comes to adverse and favorable slopes, because you're not always sure like what the logging companies can do when they're hauling. And it's a big thing to always stop and ask. If you have a supervisor on crew, they're more than willing to probably sit down and discuss this with you. But I mean, if you're not confident with your roads, it never hurts to get someone to stop and take a look at it. So we're going to talk about some stories of road layout that I've done. And the biggest story that I can say off the top of my head was, when I was working up north and I had to do a hilltop walk, and it was like the main road was on top of this hill, and I had to somehow get this single road up the hill to get to the, so that way the wood can get out. I ended up starting at the very back of the block and just kind of working my way to the top. And I managed to get my slope percentages proper. And I had, I don't know, I had maybe two or three people come look at this road. It was like, how did you manage to get the road up here? It was phenomenal. And if I'm being honest with you, I kind of just went off my gut feeling. I looked at it and I said, oh yeah, I can make it work. Lo and behold, I managed to get the slope to 12% for 40 meters. The only reason it's doable is because I had 100 meters of flat, straight stretch at the bottom of the hill, so that way the loaded trucks have a good run at it and they can get up this hill. I rode that train for a long time. Like, I was so happy with that. And after that point, I kind of got cocky and I said, well, I can put a road anywhere at this rate. And after that, I kind of started doing more and more roads. This was probably in my second year when I did this. And since then, I've been definitely doing more of the roads. And if I'm being honest with you guys, road layout is probably my favorite thing to do. It's tricky, but at the same time, you get to pick at your brain. You get to envision this road that could potentially be put in, and then you can potentially drive on in the future or see. It's so many interesting and exciting aspects of doing roads that I think a lot of people kind of just forget. And my biggest thing is, in 10 years, I'm going to be able to see that road on Google Maps. And that, to me, is a big, big accomplishment. I know it's not something to be proud of, but at the same time, I'm a type of person who likes to see their results when they're working. And if I can go on a national app that shows the world, and I can zoom in to the area and go, that is the road I laid out, or that is the timber block that I laid out, and you can see it, to me, that's just a little bit of appreciation and accomplishment going into it, because I did lots of hard work to make sure that was done properly. And ideally, it betters the forest, because we're taking away timber that is no longer viable or no longer benefiting the earth or the world, because it's dead, it's dying, it's just standing there. I mean, I'm not starting to say all wood is not usable, but that's for a different video. Roads are just, to me, something different. They'll be used for years and years to come by both animals and humans. And another story was, I was in this one block. It was laid out probably 8 years before I started with the company. And they sent me in to go look at the road for the bridge crossing. And the stream that where this bridge was supposed to go had totally washed out the banks, so we had to readjust the road. And I will say that was the worst 4.5 kilometer walk I've done, because when I got back there, the bridge crossing was already done, and the only thing I had to do was readjust the road. So that's where percentages and road placement come in handy. That's a lot of pre-planning. Because a lot of people think you can just look at a piece of paper and go, yeah, this is where the road's going to go. But it takes your field crew members and yourself to just know where that road's going to go. Because if you can't figure it out in the field, you definitely won't figure it out on paper. I mean, everything looks good on paper. That's the issue, is everything looks good on paper. But with that being said, that ends this segment of learning about roads. We might touch base on it again in the future. If there's any questions about it, don't hesitate to ask me. I'm going to leave a section for Spotify or just to ask me questions. Remember, everything's an open Q&A. I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listening to my podcasts. And we'll talk again next week. Thanks again. I've been your host, Tyler Dennis, and you are listening to Minds of Forestry.